Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Russell. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive towards short. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan takes first base on ball four. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dugan. The throw from Shock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson throws towards first. Sheely fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sheely. Dugan scores. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Rourke moves to second. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ben Carr now pitching. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to home to get Collins. Hooper moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dugan hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Liebold. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Walters to second, and Mulligan is out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Liebold takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dugan moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Mulligan. Dugan scores. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Liebold. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carr. Courtney moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Courtney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris throws the ball into Pratt, who tags Hooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mulligan scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster pinch hits for Ben Carr. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Roxy Walters. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive towards third. Mulligan catches it and throws to first to double up O'Rourke. Two outs. Mike Minoski pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.